Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Grayson Meyer with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, dialysis patients forced to travel long distances to receive treatment. Warning, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners are advised that this Zedline references people who have died. Indigenous Mount Isa resident Robin Need moved to a boarding house in Townsville 900 kilometres away from her home and family to receive life-saving dialysis treatment. Miss Need's family suffered the loss of a family member in 2014 who moved to Townsville for dialysis treatment. She is one of 30 on the waiting list at the Northwest Hospital and Health Services in Mount Isa, which has only 10 chairs. Indigenous Australians are twice as likely than non-Indigenous Australians to have chronic kidney disease.
Queensland Rail employs a fleet of goats to manage bushfire hazards. 15 goats were part of a trial to manage overgrown weeds and grass near railway lines in Tully, North Queensland. Q-Rail initially gave the goats a deadline of 8 to 12 weeks. However, the goats cleared the land in a third of the time. Norveg co-owner Christina Forrest says the goat's anatomy makes it perfect for the job, allowing it to access hard-to-reach terrain. It is also unlikely vegetation will grow back as the goat destroys most of the seed. She says that the goats still require looking after with fencing, cameras and monitoring necessary.
In national news, Optus parent company may be the unidentified international peering network partially responsible for last week's outage. A source close to Optus told the Sydney Morning Herald that the Singtel Internet Exchange was the unnamed third-party network that Optus says sent routing information that led to the incident. Another anonymous source told the Sydney Morning Herald that Optus may have been unwilling to name Singtel because the company's board was meeting with Optus executives last week. Other possibly responsible network Optus peers include Akamai China Telecom and Global Cloud Exchange, although Akamai has denied it.
New legislation in Tasmania could mean mandatory minimum sentencing for child sex offenders. The bill introduced by the Liberal Party in 2017 has been opposed by Labor until recent weeks. The implementation would allow a judge some discretion. However, a minimum sentence would be mandatory in all cases of adults who harm children. Former Australian of the Year and advocate for the prevention of sexual abuse, Grace Tame, says the ruling could lead to unintended consequences, such as survivors having to endure further trauma via aggressive cross-examination. Voting on the legislation will take place in March 2024 at the earliest. Labor and Liberal will require support from one independent for the bill to be passed into law.
In international news, Mexico's first openly non-binary magistrate was found dead at the Aguascalientes home. Jesus Oseo Bayana used they-them pronouns and was celebrated for their work in advancing the rights of the LGBTQ+ community. Aguascalientes state prosecutor's government revealed Bayana's body was found along with another person, whom local media identified as Bayana's partner. Authorities are currently investigating the cause of death. Director of the LGBTQ+ rights group, Letra S. Alejandro Brito, urged authorities to take into consideration Bayana's visibility on social media during the investigations, stating that the hate messages and threats of violence and death cannot be ignored.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny, with a possible storm. It's currently 29 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.